This is John Batchelor. I spoke with my colleague Charles Pellegrino about the death of Titanic, what took her down so quickly, how many compartments were punctured by the ice, and then the phenomenon of the open portals. Charlie explains how she might have lived except for. Here is the death of the Titanic, Charles Pellegrino.
There were a lot of open portholes. We did a census in 2005 and afterward, after that expedition, and it seems about 18% of the portholes in, near the front of the ship were open because of overheating of the rooms. They didn't even have fans in the rooms. Those came in later ships, so people kept the portholes open at night. Even though it was 28 degrees outside, it was better to have cold air blowing into the room than the heating people were experiencing, and they looked out, they saw, well, what did we hit? And many people went out and wandered around and explored the ship and then headed for the lifeboats, leaving those portholes still open. And, for example, in just one of the rooms owned by the publisher, Harper, his open portholes, which we could still see when we got robots inside and they were still cranked open, and that alone, considering that the damage was only about 12 square feet total, about two sidewalk squares, that alone added 50% to the flooding that was caused by the iceberg. So as she went down, that flooding became two times more, three, and it just went up logarithmically.
Did the bridge know the portals were open?
There are indications, eyewitness accounts, that one of the ship's designers, Thomas Andrews, he was trying to get doors open in rooms. No one could find keys. They couldn't get doors open. After a while, they were banging doors down and throwing them over for someone to maybe float on them. They were trying to get into rooms, apparently, to close some of those portholes. And then, meanwhile, you had one officer who ordered a gangway door open on D-deck, right near a stairwell, that apparently that door was open as the water reached it. Of course, they could never get that door closed from the water pressure coming in around the height of their knees, and the water started going right down that stairwell, flooding the next deck below, which had a place called Scotland Road, which was a big companionway that went from the front all the way back toward the engine rooms.
That
quickened the rate of the sinking, and it's amazing that after all of that, she still floated 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Scotland Road was third-class passengers. That was E-deck. So the flooding reached E-deck that quickly. I'm John Batchelor.